number is this for you and then for Arthur? Or is it the same number?
Well, the question number one, what number for me? Well, you got me there. Already there's an embarrassing question. I think it's about 15, book 15. One of which, or novel 15 and one nonfiction. And for Arthur, let's see, we go back to Trial of Passion, then April Fool, then Kill All the Judges, then Snow Job. So this is book four, unless you count my third novel, The Dance of Shiva, in which he played a bit part as an alcoholic lawyer in Skid Row, Vancouver. I don't know if you remember that, but
yeah, he's just a little role, but he's there. Yeah,
not a little role, but not the central role. He falls apart when his because his wife is having an affair with a shrink, and he's spying on them and falls to the skylight in their home, and then can't continue the trial. And a young lawyer who is the hero takes over. So I actually pulled him out of my library of characters for this series. Starting with Trial of Passion, and I'm getting all sorts of responses from people that see more and more of Arthur. So I'm sticking with him.
Did you think that he was going to be? Did you say I'm now going to design my ongoing detective character, and that this is it, or is it just he happened to be the person I put in a story and it caught on, and I'm riding it?
I needed an older lawyer who is. A bit cynical, a bit frustrated with his life, wanting to get out of it, wanting to escape. And I just went through my vast library of characters I'd collected over the years, writing what they call in the industry standalone books, not series. And I found him back in The Dance of Shiva and grabbed him. He said, Arthur, you are perfect for this book. And that's, of course, the book that won just not the Arthur Ellis, but the Dashiell Hammett Award for Crime Writing in North America. And with that success, he has carried on, and I'm working with him again in a book I'm currently writing.
He's Beecham, which is a British pronunciation. He's Beauchamp, because that's the way it's, I guess you would say it in Quebec. But he's known in Ottawa more as Mrs. Blake, because his wife is the famous person, not him, for a change.
All of a sudden, because she has been elected in a federal by-election to Parliament as Canada's first Green Party MP, and she is the darling of the media, and she's very good with the media, and everybody surrounds her in the scrums in Parliament, and he is sort of left behind. He's out of the limelight of an eminent barrister who did all these famous cases is now in her shadow, and he, as he muses in the book, I have now become the little woman. And so he's searching for a chance to recover the limelight, and of course he gets tangled in, as you've read, a huge international plot assassinate dignitaries from a foreign country and seize some oil interests in Central Asia.
Since they were, I'm going to take umbrage with something, since they were actually hanging out of the doors of the limousine like yahoos, the dignified part of dignitary largely missing from these guys who are basically
yahoos.
Yahoos, yes.
Well, and that made it a little easier, frankly, to do away with them. but it's that incident, an apparent terrorist attack with an IED on the normally quiet and safe streets of Ottawa, and a multiple assassination causing this two-bit Central Asian dictatorship to ultimately declare war on Canada. I actually have a lot of fun with those concepts. You know, this is my first political novel, not only just my first political novel, I don't think there have been many written in Canada, you know, political thrillers. Canadian political thriller might seem like an oxymoron to many people, but, you know, I had loads of fun with it. And
I think you have to go back to, like, Richard Romer, back in the 70s.
Way back, yeah. And yes, that's right. And I think maybe 60s and 70s. But the trouble is, you know, they can be tedious. And you have to treat politics lightly, inject humor. And that's what I try to do here. Then it's entertaining. Politics can be deadly boring unless you treat it cynically and have fun at their expense, as I do with my conservative cabinet and the various buffoons in government and out of government in the opposition as well.
There's also an sort of a Meher Arar thing, because a guy is a, what's the extraordinary
rendition?
Yes, victim of that.
Yes, I do. I do incorporate a situation in which someone who is perhaps being framed for this assassination by maybe various government institutions or foreign institutions, we don't know who, has suddenly disappeared off the face of the map of Canada. And of course, Arthur then gets involved in that, as represents his family and goes on an international search for him.
I love Arthur. So put me firmly in the fan column, and I just hope he keeps warming his backside in front of the fireplace and then getting fed up and stomping off out to find something to keep him interested for a long time. He's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you very much.
The book is Snow Job. It's an Arthur Beecham novel. I've been speaking with the author, William Devereaux, and Snow Job, published by McClelland and Stewart.